approximately 150 million Valentine's Day cards are exchanged annually, making it Valentine's Day the second most popular card-sending holiday after Christmas. As a matter of fact, many refer to Valentine's Day as the holiday of love. And I believe that the word love, agape, now if you are English or American, you would say agape, but the Greek word is agape, is the most misunderstood, misused, and abused word. Often the word love describes feelings, passions, attraction to someone or something. For example, I love this leader or athlete, or I love this color or this car. It often describes an action. For example, I love walking, eating, playing, etc. Now, if you were Greek, you would not put it this way. I was born in Greece. That's where my education, got my education. And there are many different words describing love, attraction, liking. And I'm not going to philosophize, or I'm not going to teach you Greek. And yet I just wanted to mention that the word love has been used and misused very often. The word agape, love, should only be used to describe one's love toward a person, God, family members, or other people. The love of God for the human race is the supreme example of love. In John 3:16 we read, "For God so loved the world," and the word world is not the globe, the universe, as the people, "that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." And I know that some people will misinterpret this or explain it differently, but I know what the verse says, and I know what Jesus said, because I read it in English, Armenian, and the original Greek says, "God so loved τόσον εγάπησεν ο Θεός τον κόσμον," which means so much. He loved the world so much, he gave his one and only son, κόσμο, for the people. This is the most familiar and most quoted verse in the Bible. Just 25 or 27 words, depending on which translation you use, whether King James or NIV, describe the greatest love creation has ever seen, the love of God. If anyone ever asks you to describe God, quote 1 John 4:16, which says, "God is love." Ο Θεός είναι αγάπη. Again, if you are asked to share the gospel, the good news, in 27 words or less, quote John 3:16. These are the words of Jesus spoken before his death and resurrection and the birth of the church. But what if this great verse, John 3:16, was not true? What if God had not loved the world? The verse says, "For God so loved the world, without God's love, there would be no hope at all." This would have been a dark planet, lost in space without hope. There would be nothing to live for and no purpose for existence. Every death would be the end of a personal hope, and every grave a place of despair and nothingness. Have you ever thought that? Have you ever thought if you didn't believe in God, if you didn't believe there is a creator, if you didn't believe that there is life after death, this life would be a tragedy, a farce, an accident that is so cruel that we are born and we are intelligent enough to know that we are born and we are dying. We are intelligent enough to send a man in space and leave him there for a while. And yet when it comes to a creator, we boast that we created all kinds of things, and yet we don't want to accept the fact that a creator, a greater creator has created us and is in control of everything. That's sad. This world would be a place where prayers would be useless, cries to the skies. Why pray if no one hears or cares about you, about me? I mean, even unbelievers, and I have heard people who have said, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in heaven. I don't believe in Jesus yet. When they are faced with a terrible situation, they would call someone or call me, and I know of people who don't believe in God would call me and say, Joseph or Pastor Joseph, would you please call for my wife, for my daughter? Even though they don't believe, they say they don't believe, and yet I know that deep inside, this emptiness, this hole, craves to be filled with the presence of God. And without even realizing it, they're trying to reach out and find God. Life would be a tragedy, a cruel existence. Yes, if God did not love the human race, us, we would be hopelessly lost in the world. But God does love the world, cosmos, the people on this earth. Everything speaks of His love. Every sunrise, every flower, every star, every birth, every child. We had this experience this morning dedicating this beautiful, I called her princess the moment I saw her. This beautiful child is a creation of God, not an accident. Everything speaks of God's love. What if God had not given His Son? First I said, what if this verse, John 3:16, was not true? Second, what if God had not given His Son? He Himself, God. The verse says that He gave His one and only Son. There would not have been a way out of eternal death without the cross. Real love always demands giving. Because God loved the world, He gave His Son to save us from eternal death and hell. Real love always demands giving. Today, people love to receive. The love of people today is so conditional. I will love you. I am in love with you. As long as she's pretty, he's good looking, they are in love. And yet, first argument, or a few years later when we start changing, that love disappears. Or we look somewhere else. But the love of God is so unique, so holy, that love the world. We did not deserve His love. Real love always demands giving. Number three, what if God's offer was not based on faith alone? You see, I was taught, not taught, but I faced daily back in Greece. I come from a very evangelical family, and yet I lived in a country where the religion, the state religion is Orthodox. And you would ask someone, what about faith? Do you believe that you, when you die, you'll go to heaven? They would say, no, I don't know. Only God knows. It all depends on my works. If I do so many good works, God is going to put these good works on the one side of the scale in the bad, on or the good and the bad. And then depending how well I do. Well, that's not how it is. We don't buy our salvation. We did, no matter how good we are, we cannot impress God. God is not impressed by our works. God has loved each human being, regardless of what denominations or cultures or doctrines say. I believe the Word of God is the source of all truth, and the Bible says that God loved every human being on this earth and has made it possible for every human being to look up to God and accept that free gift. So people tell me, oh, you think you are so intelligent that you chose God. No, I'm not so intelligent to choose God. I knew one thing, that I was lost. I knew one thing, that I was drowning. I knew one thing, that there was no hope. Neither my mother nor my dad or my friends or my church or my religion could give me the joy and the happiness and the serenity I was searching for, until I looked up to God and I found the source of all hope and serenity and love. And then when I invited Him, when I accepted, so I didn't do anything at all to save myself other than to acknowledge that I need a Savior. And He reached down and helped me. We are saved by faith alone, not by works or religion. Can you picture for a moment men and women working, trying, learning, building, and so on, and finally failing and dying with no hope, no purpose? You can build as many hospitals you want. You can build as many churches as you want. You can speak like an angel. You can interpret the Bible like no one else can. You can give your even your body to be burned. And yet the Bible says, if you have no love, you have nothing. You are nothing. Yes, they're celebrating. They'll be celebrating love a few days from now. And yet the love they're talking about is chocolate and gifts and beauty and drugs and stuff and drinking. And they think that's what love is. No, that's not what love is. Love is to reach out and pick someone who is lost and hug him and kiss him, like the prodigal son's father. When the prodigal son came, he was filthy, dirty, smelled like a pig because he was with pigs. And yet the father didn't say, go and have a shower before you come to me. Then you sit down and you confess your sin. And then you ask for forgiveness and I'll forgive you. The only thing that the father looked for was his son to return. And when the son was coming, the father went and hugged him. That's what love is. Picture a dying person, terrified of death and unknown and the unknown, clinging to life and to loved ones in vain. And what you will see is a person dying without hope, without God's assurance of eternal life. I know some people think it's a joke. Some people say, well, when I go to hell, I'll meet all my buddies there, and there'll be a lot of women and a lot of drinking. And I mean, it's the I can't describe it. Where the human heart sinks, how low it sinks. Let's look at the beauty of John 3:16 for a moment. First word, God. Theos. His love. The people on earth. Jesus, His only Son. so people will not perish, but to live forever. All of the items of a great novel are present. A lover and his beloved, a self-sacrificing death, deliverance from a terrible fate, and living joyfully forever. This is such a beautiful verse with such a wonderful message that God loves us and wants to save us. This is true love. God loves you. Have you experienced His love yet? If yes, wonderful. If not yet, you can receive His love now through Jesus Christ. What a wonderful message of love to take to a dying person. We all are in the process of dying. We don't want to think about it. We don't want to know about death. And yet, from the moment the child is born, is in the process of dying. We all are dying. 100 years from now, no one from here will be present. Maybe the baby, maybe a few more years. And yet we don't take this seriously. Our Creator, when I talk about God, when we mention Jesus, we're not talking about a Jew or a Greek or an Armenian God sitting somewhere and controlling the universe. We're talking about the Creator. And you either accept the Creator or reject Him. By you rejecting Him, He's not going to disappear. He's still there. You are in trouble, not Him. So He is offering us the greatest gift anyone could ever give, His love. Let us receive it and be grateful. Father in heaven, we thank You for loving each human being so much. Thank You for speaking to me this morning and speaking to each one of us. I hope and pray that the Holy Spirit will help each one of us to understand the depth of Your love. Father, I pray this morning for each one of us. Help us to continue our journey on this earth, knowing that without You, we are nothing. And even if we think we are something, we still nothing. But when You come in our life, then we become princes and princesses. We become Your children. And Your love then brings peace, joy, serenity, and eternal life. In Your blessed name I pray this morning. Amen.